reason I say it's so important is because I think how we define this really will define us as a society, as a people. And so I think that's why the church gets involved. The church isn't involved in this for any political reasons, but really because of the moral issues that are implied in several aspects of it. I have five that I just keep in mind all the time. I think that's the easiest way to keep it all straight.
If you could enumerate them for us, please.
Sure, I'd be happy to. First of all, that the church really believes that health care is an essential for the human life and dignity of every individual person, so that there should be access, some kind of access, and that could be different for different groups of people, but there should be access of health care for all individuals in our country. Secondly, the question of abortion that has come up over and over again, we really feel and will believe, I would say, that abortion has to be excluded, that the same restrictions that are on the use of taxpayer money for supporting abortion that are presently in the law ought to be kept. And I think that the STUPAC amendment did that in the House. And so I would want to see something like that in the Senate bill or the final bill in any event. Fourthly, in regards to both of these, I think that there has to be a conscience clause for doctors and medical technicians so that they don't have to participate in an abortion or be forced to be involved in any kind of act of euthanasia. And fifthly, and this is the one I wrote about in that article that you referenced, the principle of subsidiarity, which is to say that if healthcare can be administered, determined, and coordinated at the lowest possible level in society, it ought to be.
Do you mean socioeconomic level or at level of municipalities and church basements down to that
level?
In
other words, the government ought not to be involved in the determining and the application of health care, that should be left to the private sector.
You said the church becomes involved because of the moral issues and it's not a political thing, but we have certainly seen the headlines, you and I have both read them, about bishops flexing their muscles with new clout in Washington, especially when it comes to the STUPAC amendment. Would you say that's a fair characterization of what's gone on?
Well, again, I don't see that as political muscle. I think that that's the moral voice of the church speaking. And so, for example, there are a lot of questions about other aspects of healthcare that I, as an individual, have concerns about. But as a churchman, I want to address myself precisely to those moral concerns that I've outlined above.
Now, the STUPAC amendment, when it comes to restricting federal funds to pay for abortion or for insurance plans that might include abortion coverage, that seems not to be in the Senate bill as it is being debated now, and it may not make it into the final version as they compromise.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, but other parts, other priorities for the church, such as access for all, as you say, essential access, are there, is that enough for you not to oppose further legislation?
No, I think if any one of these points that I've mentioned here were not included in the document, I think that the church would have to raise her voice and ask and stand opposed to that.
What sort of opposition, what would that opposition look like?
Well, I think we would just point out to people, and then, you know, we follow the democratic process. We would ask our people to be in touch with their senators and congressmen, to voice their concerns and to say, we don't want you voting for that.
What would you say to Catholics who would oppose abortion like yourself, but also may really want to support health care reform because of a sense of greater good? In other words, they may not want to make the issue of abortion a line in the sand for supporting health care reform.
Well, again, I want health care reform. I said that at the beginning. But there are certain ways that we go about health care reform. And it seems to me abortion, the taking of a human life, is not in the best interests either of the individuals or of us as a society. So it seems to me, again, I think when you say you draw a line in the sand, you're making this into a political reality as opposed to taking a hard look at what are the moral repercussions of a policy that includes something like abortion.
Archbishop Neunstedt, thank you very much for your perspective and your time today.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much for asking me.
John Neunstedt is the Archbishop of St. Paul and Minneapolis.